Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we are back with the most exciting show that we've ever had, with the interview that I'm going to be doing at 8:15. So you better hang in there and listen. We got a real good interview coming up. What do you think, Lynn?
Oh, I think it's going to be priceless, actually.
Priceless, exactly. It's going to be priceless. So
something
I'll hang in there.
Something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I've been looking for it for a while, too.
That's why I mentioned before in the first hour that I actually found a song that's pre-Michael's era.
Yeah, you found
in
a few.
In honor of our next... What's that, Chris?
You found a few, yes.
Yeah.
I thought I found
them. Chris, I'm wondering if we should play a little bit of the instrumental one.
You want to give it away now?
Give it away? No, okay, then I'll wait.
Not yet. We got to wait.
Okay. Well, you know what? While we have a little bit of time, Gary, if you don't mind, I have a couple little of announcements. One of which is I would like to clarify, because I was a little bit confused as to the price of the strap technologies blind listeners. Yeah, I spoke to the marketing people, and they clarified it for me. The total price of the strap is $500, but guess what? Our listeners get 50% off. So your total price, is only $250. And all you have to put down now is $50, and you pay later when they're ready to ship. So,
you know, we have a saying for that, Lynn. We have a beautiful saying for that. It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
There you go. Well, I wanted to remind everybody, if you just go... the code is Blind and Beyond. And I'm just looking what the website. I forgot what the website is. Where's my website? How come I don't see it? It's $50 down, and the cost is only $250. And I will get you the exact website. It's a little bit different website because it's. So I'll get that for you when during the show. And also, I want to remind you that if you're looking for a new career, a job, don't forget that Lighthouse Central Florida is currently seeking candidates for the following positions. They're seeking candidates for customer care professional, and they're lining up people for their call centers. So if you're interested, they want to meet anyone who even thinks that they might want to work, no matter where you're located. They are willing to relocate qualified candidates who have that interest. And that if they find the right candidate, they're willing to pay for your training, too, should you meet certain requirements. So they would like you to contact the HR manager. That's Judy Kennedy. And her email is just jkennedy@lighthousecfl.org, which stands for Central Florida. That's jkennedy@lighthousecfl.org. And the phone number is 407-898-2483, extension 223. I'll read it again. It's 407-898-2483, extension 223. And a lot of people are writing to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Maybe it's just easier for them to remember, and they're inquiring about the jobs, and we've been hooking them up with Lighthouse Central Florida. So you're welcome to do that as well. Just write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, Gary, I'm turning it over to you for a second while I look up that Strap website that I should know by heart, and my mind is a fizz right now.
Well, I'm thinking of the traveling and the come to Florida. You know, we welcome you to come on down and to work here. It's nice, sunshiny, warm most of the time. Weather's pretty good. But you won't be the only one. As I was listening to the news the other day, that we have a lot of people moving down here. Not just people moving and looking for jobs. There's going to be businesses coming down here and for people to look for jobs with them, because some places in New York, there's a lot of businesses closing up and giving up in New York State and California because they can't get their businesses up and running. So I hear a flock of them are coming down here to Central Florida. Not just Central Florida, but all over Florida. Oh, yeah. They said, it's dynamite. They said, we're opening up all over here. A lot of businesses are. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot more job openings with a lot of business, a lot of restaurants.
Well,
that's
New York State and California. They just can't open up, and they say, "Hey, we're going down to Florida because you know we can have full capacity inside and out."
Mm-hmm.
Only reason, Gary, because we're Florida and we are dynamite.
Yeah,
Gary, and Chris. Yeah. I found the website. That's why I couldn't remember because it's unusual. It's just strap.tech. That's all it is. Strap.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, strap.tech. TECH. And you go there, use the code Blind and Beyond, and put $50 down, and you're good to go to get the new strap technology. I'm sorry to interrupt. I wanted to get that in.
No, that's quite all right. Quite all right.
Okay. So, Chris, it's dynamite.
That's right, Florida.
Dynamite, yeah.
Kid Dynamite. Everybody's coming to Florida because one, you got to look at it from several different options. You don't have to deal with shoveling snow. You don't have to deal with customers slipping and falling. You don't have to deal with everybody trying to come inside because you can sit outside and enjoy the weather as well. And it opens up even more room for you to cater to your business.
And, absolutely.
And you can grill all year round.
Yeah, that you can. That's what I like doing. I like grilling.
You know what I thought you said, Chris?
What's that?
I thought you said there's more lights that you can see to pay your bills. I can't hear what you're saying. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
Not to grill, to pay your bills.
Right.
Grill.
Oh, brother. Chris, we have any callers before we go to break?
We got our guest caller on the phone line waiting on us to come on in.
Let's go to break and get him. Let's go to break now, and then we'll get him on.
Yeah, let's go to break.
Yeah, because he's ready to come in. So what we'll do?
He's ready to go.
All right, yeah. We got to do our advertiser service. So let's go to break, yep. And then we'll take on.
Okay, everybody, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get out of here. Don't change that dial because I know you're going to hear what we got coming at you next. Hang in there. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com. Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. line with you now. We're going to have some real information, good information coming out. It's going to be fun to listen to. And I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine tonight. And his name is Peter Durante. I want to let you know a little bit about him first. You know his name now. He's a brother CB of mine, Navy CB. And first of all, we're going to start off because he wants to sing one of his favorite songs, and then we'll do his interview after his song. So take it away, Pete.
Okay. Good evening, Lynn and Gary. I'm Pete Durante.
Good evening. Good evening, Peter.
Good evening, Lynn. I'm going to sing for you all. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
That was wonderful. All right.
Very good, Pete. Very good,
wonderful
Pete.
Voice.
Okay, now.
Yes.
To start off, I was drafted out of high school right into my last term, and when I went to the induction center in Manhattan with my father and brother-in-law taking me there, they asked me, what branch of service do you want? So I said, Navy. They said, fine, there's a new outfit called Seabees, and you're going in that one. So I had my suitcase and everything with us, so we got on a train right there, headed for Richmond, Virginia. And when we got to Richmond,
what year was that, Peter? What year was that?
Say again?
What year was that when you went?
That was in 43, in July
1943.
Mm-hmm. And we went for boot camp in Camp Perry, Virginia, and a lot of marching and drilling and so forth. And then we were assigned to go up to Davis Hill, Rhode Island for more training, for gunnery practice and so forth. And we had Marine training and gunnery practice. And then finally, our outfit was assigned to, we got our assignment, and then we went by train to California. And in about a month there, we left for the South Pacific, for New Guinea. And it was quite an adventure because a kid just out of high school going like 10,000 miles away was quite a trip. So when we landed there, it was nothing there, just no one to greet us, no harbor, you know, no dock or anything. So we got our backpacks and got got off the ship. But anyway, we finally were assigned sometime later to go north to Hollandia, and our outfit built the 7th Fleet headquarters for the 7th Fleet, and then we built a receiving hospital for wounded troops, but the enemy was way north of us, so thank God I didn't have to shoot anybody, but I'm happy that we did good work, and we got a letter from the Admiral thanking us for building the 7th Fleet headquarters, our outfit and one other together. So,
Gary, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You had some questions for Peter?
Well, first of all, I had on to Peter's story that if anybody out there has seen John Wayne fighting Seabees, that's where Peter would have been back in them days when they first came up with the Navy Seabees.
Yes.
And actually, as of today, Peter is probably one of the last 100 original Seabees left today that's alive. And what's really, it just struck me when Pete was talking about his training, he went through a boot camp and all, then they sent him to Davisville, Rhode Island. Remember that, Lynn? He said Davisville, Rhode Island?
Yes.
Well, the thing is he was like one of the first people to be being trained up at Davisville, Rhode Island. It's a CB base. Well, guess who closed out that base?
Not you.
I closed that base down. I was the last person out of that base.
Wow, that is an irony. Yeah. That's ironic. And how many?
I just thought of that.
When did you and Peter meet again?
I never met Peter, but
when did you meet Peter?
I met Peter in the Island Force. We have an active island. We call them islands. Mm-hmm. Where our group is, and the Orlando area. We meet in Castleberry, and I've been in that island. In fact, I am the longest person in that island of originals that are left. The other ones have passed on, and I'm still there, but I'm the youngest one with us, the ones that are left. And Pete's the oldest. I'm the youngest, and he's the oldest. He opened the base, and I closed the base.
That's amazing.
Kevin is very accurate with in the car when I drive him. I'll say, "Where are we now, Gary?" And he's like a radar. He knows everything.
Isn't he?
Yes.
Peter, he knows every bump in the street in that area.
He's amazing. I'll say, "Gary, where are we now?" He says, we're on Alomar Avenue.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah, he's
so okay, let's go ahead and move on here with this interview. We've got the statistics on you, Peter, now, which I think everybody's enjoyed listening to. And now we're going to talk about longevity of life. First of all, longevity of life is, could you tell our audience how old you are, Peter? Because they don't know.
I'm 96 and a half, and a lot of it is due to I pray a lot, and I think God is keeping me here because I act like an agent for Him. I'm not trying to be boastful, but I like to help people out and in whatever I can do. And I watch my diet. I don't take medicine. Just maybe aspirin once in a while, but I think that it's longevity is how you think. And I try to think constructive, and I like music, and it helps a lot, especially up.
Well, you still dance.
Hello, I'm here.
I say you still dance.
I'm on the line. Yeah.
No, I say you dance at the club.
Oh, at the
you
club,
go dancing.
Yeah. At the club, yeah. We meet once a month in Castleberry, and I pick Gary up because he can't drive right now, but he's a brilliant guy, and he has good ideas for the club, and we're holding together. We had seven at the last meeting, but they're all nice guys, and they're all former craftsmen, like mechanics, bulldoze operators, construction. Every one of those men went in the service, got a rating, because, like an electrician or a plumber, and all these men were trained men, so that the Navy acquired a lot of craftsmen who can build roads and electricians and so forth. So
Peter, this is Lynn. My dad was a Tech 3. He was a map maker in World War II.
It was the Army and Navy.
Army. Yeah, Army. Yeah.
That's good.
Yep. He was.
I think when
so
I
So, Peter.
Went,
back yeah, to you, ahead. Gary.
Go ahead.
So, Peter, you've never smoked or never drank?
No, I did smoke some years back, Gary, and I stopped, you know, more than 20 years ago. But, you know, I watch my diet. I cook for myself, and my daughter watches over me. But she said, "Dad, you need to have more greens." And she showed me how to, you know, boil broccoli and so forth. And it really was good. It cleaned me out real good. So now
Yeah. I
this is a tonight's show is all about
digestion. Tonight's a good show.
Yeah, tonight is the best. Does your daughter live locally? I guess yeah, she does. Lives, she's looking at your best.
She lives in Altamont. I told her about the program.
Oh.
I think she may have.
Oh, okay.
My other daughter, Donna, lived here, and she heard the program one time and did talk a few years back, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. She talked.
Yeah, she did. I remember that. She called in.
Donna?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to have her back.
And Laurie lives in Altamont, and she watches out for me, and she cooks, and I pick up food. She brings it to the house. So I've got good daughters and a good son, and they look out for me, and I like to live alone, but I'm in a community with some nice friends, nice people, like condominiums, and they want me to go toward assisted living. I said, gee, I don't.
Oh no, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that yet, you know. So, but
you live in Sanford. You live in Sanford, right?
Yes, Sanford.
In Sanford, Florida.
You had a question for him, Lynn.
Go ahead.
I did. What was it?
About realtors.
Oh, you have a business, correct?
Well, no, I'm just a part-time real estate agent. I refer people to different buildings and all like that. So
oh, wow.
Full-time. And I keep my license going, and it's up for renewal. A CE, continuing education, and any professional mm-hmm. has that in Florida has to take a 2-year refresher course, and that's coming up now. And I'm pretty good on memory and so forth, and I'm very glad to be around. I'm thankful, and when the time comes, I'm not afraid, but I'd like to go a while and keep up.
What's your goal, Pete?
Yeah.
What's your goal on how long you want to live?
Well, I'm saying 110, but my other buddy says he wants to go to 120. But anyway, in the Bible, they live
it's another CB.
Time. Anyway, so it's a good thing, it's good to help out. And Gary is a very positive guy, and I pray for a miracle. He'll see again, and. You know, Jesus healed a lot of people from blindness, and it's not an impossible thing. So they'll develop something now where we can see again.
They're working on a lot of things for RP. Gary has, there's a lot of science going on right now. A lot of development.
Right, and Gary is so.
And Peter, I just want to let everybody know that. Well, you and I both belong to the Castleberry Veterans Club, which is a really nice club. And Peter actually goes there about every weekend, don't you? Go there to eat and dance. Well,
I used to go to, they have a good Friday night dinner and a dance. And they have a steak every Friday night, a different kind of steak. And it's a good club for folks to join because they're very good with veterans. There's all branches, there's submarine men and Army, Navy, Marines. Once a year, they have a grand ballroom, a grand ball with all the services, and they wear their uniforms.
Yep.
And we slowed down a little with the virus thing, but we're coming back with stuff. And they have a good Wednesday night dinner. It's not the big dinner, but it's like a meatloaf and stuff like that, and mashed potatoes. And every Wednesday night at 5:30, and.
Well, they had the best Thanksgiving dinner last year.
That's correct, yes.
And Peter, do you drive back at night?
Well, I have been. You know, I slowed down a little bit now, but I have been driving at night, and I'm okay. I've had my eyes checked, and I watch, you know, don't go all the time. I don't drive. I slow down a little bit on that, but thank God I could see it. It's all right.
You're amazing. I should be Gary. You and I are the same age. We should be like Peter at 96 years old, right?
Exactly.
You
guys do good work, Lynn. You do a lot of great work, and that's why.
Well, thank you.
God keeps you around, and not around, but all the time, full time. And you have a great program, and you do great work. And I'd like to continue singing for you every time or any time we have a holiday.
Well, we'd love to have you. You'll come back for the Memorial Day show that we do with Gary every year.
Okay, that's fine. How are we on?
Yeah.
Want to talk some more?
Oh, yeah. Gary, do you have any other questions for Peter?
No, I was just listening to his stories. He's interesting to listen
to.
Yeah.
Gary, you're amazing. Well, and you have a great sense of direction. And you also know the news. You know exactly what's going on with politics. I'm amazed how much you know. He'll say, did you hear
just
about...
Just try to listen.
He'll say, Peter, did you hear about the Navy, that sunken ship and so forth? I said, no, I didn't hear anything about that. And I don't know how...
Well, thank you, Peter. We're going to go to break now. And we, right, Gary? We enjoyed having Peter on tonight.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And have a great weekend and a good new year. Okay?
You too. All right. Stay well. Be safe. Thank you, Peter.
Bye, Pete. Okay, we're going to go to a break. Stay tuned. Don't turn that dial because we got some more stuff, more junk to talk about. All right. Catch you when we come back.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021. For the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making,
Strap is an innovative, wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're here for your entertainment. Give us a call in. Tell us what you thought of our interview. Hope to hear from you. The number to call is 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you. And I think we just did a very good interview with Peter Durante. And I forgot to mention that there was one other thing that we didn't mention about Peter Durante. And he's, for us older people that's been around, Peter is Jimmy Durante was Peter's second cousin. You know, the hot cha 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 cha. That Peter Durante, and you know, Pete can do that good too.
Can he?
Sound just like him. Yeah.
Was it on his mother's side or his dad's side? His
His dad's side. His dad's side.
That's neat. Yeah. So Gary, you want to set up your trivia before it gets too late?
Okay, we can do that, but I got to do this right. I got to do this right now. I got to think. Now this is how trivia. It's trivia time. Chris, what do we got going out there for who's going to be singing this song? Are you there, Chris? It's trivia time, Chris.
Chris will be there in 1 minute. One minute. He'll be there in
1 minute.
Are you
sleeping there, Chris?
No, Gary, that's Carter.
Oh, hello, Carter.
How are you? He'll be back in 1 minute. It's just called an emergency.
Hi,
quick
Carter.
Break. How are you?
Good.
How are you guys
doing? Good to hear your voice. You
yes.
Ready for your show tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try, you know, as always.
Appreciate you. You're the man.
Thank you, sir.
You're the man.
Thank you. As always, you guys, I'm doing an excellent job, all right?
Thank you.
So you're going to set your song off up, Chris? Hi, Chris. Gary. Here it comes.
About me. Mama just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Okay, Chris. They should have this by now. Let's see if we can get somebody to call in and tell us who's singing this song. If they want to win something really, really nice, I hope you're hungry, because that's what we're going to offer you.
forever to fly.
It's a pretty easy song. But then again, I might have tricked you because that's what I was trying to do, get somebody to have to sing anything on the show. I don't even know when last you sang a song on that show. I hope you know it.
Yeah, I knew the song, but I didn't know the singer.
Oh, yeah. That's why I try to trick everybody a little bit, but not too much. It's a good old song.
This is when we were in high school.
Absolutely. Drinking cherry Cokes. Remember them?
I do, but I never liked cherry Coke.
Vanilla Coke?
Nope. Grape soda. Oh. Grape soda.
Knee high.
Yeah. What's the phone number, Gary?
Oh, yes. Hey, you out there listening to this song, it's 407-894-1680. Going to win a big prize. Give us a call. Don't tell me I stumped y'all. Chris, you know who that is?
Well, yeah, he does. I sent it to him.
Oh, that's right. He reads the labels. I forget.
Yeah, I know. That's the Bee Gees. Hey, we're the Monkees.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I know I got it.
I found the original recording on one of those old 45s. I like to use those.
Oh. Hey, yeah. Chris.
All right, so we got a caller calling all the way from Clinton, Indiana.
Clinton, Indiana.
Yeah,
all right.
You know who it is. It's our good friend. It's our good friend, the one and only, John Stru. He said, hey, Chris, hold on. Before you do anything else, am I the very first caller? Because last week you got me. I said, John, you are the very first callers. John, I'm going to make sure I pass you through this week. So, John Stru, are you
Don
there?
Don Wilkerson.
Hi, Chris.
Don Wilkerson.
Lynn, how are you doing?
Hi. Well, Michael, how you doing, John?
We're hoping Michael gets to feeling better. The answer is Donovan.
You got it. Guess what? Right. You won. You got a Subway ticket. You're going to get a nice 12-inch sub from Subway.
Sounds good to me. Sounds really good.
That's thank
good.
You.
I mean,
what
really
do you get
good.
On your sandwich? What do you get on your sandwich? What kind do you get?
I get cheese ham, lettuce, tomato, and olives.
All right.
I mean,
and a sesame seed bun.
I load it up. It's good, and it's good too.
Oh yeah,
I
they're
really
good.
Enjoy them.
Yeah, they are. Well, yep, good. You enjoy it.
Yep.
And I'll tell Michael was on the first hour, John, but he's taking a rest the second hour.
Yeah, I heard him on there, and tell him I hope he gets to feeling better, and hope they find out what's wrong. Okay.
We do too. I will tell him as soon as we get off the air. Thank you, John.
It's good to hear your voice, Don. Real good to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Dave.
You're welcome.
Hey, John, I had to make sure I had to make sure that you was first in this time, John. So I didn't want you to beat me up this time around.
I won last week. And I got cut off, so I knew I was going to make it in this week.
Right, I had to get you in this week, John, so you're good to go this week.
Get what now?
I had to make sure you got in this week.
Yeah, well, I can't win next week. I got to wait till the second or third week in April.
Don't call me talking about you winning April Fools.
Oh, I ain't going.
Chris, he knows the rules. At least John knows the rules.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not eligible till the 11th of April.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John. Yep. We appreciate you, John. Thank you so much.
Don.
Have a safe
day. Don't forget to listen to our anniversary show next month.
He'll be there.
I've been listening now for about a year and a half, you guys.
And we appreciate
I hope you spread the word about the show, John, to your friends and family.
I do. I tell a lot of blind people I know up here about it, and hopefully they'll start listening. I get mine
I
on
hope
Alexa.
So.
I listen. Do you belong to any
organization out there?
Yeah, I belong to. I'm president of the Good Cheer Club for the Blind, and I'm also a member of the National Federation of the Blind. And I did start a sight loss support group down in Terre Haute back in 1985, but we lasted for 22 years. And then the lady
wow.
that helped me start it, she passed away and her husband passed away, so we just had to give it up because a lot of the blind people go into the nursing homes and they don't want to get out. They don't want to come to
yeah.
the our local churches host us for a luncheon once a month, the second Wednesday of every month. And all last year we had to cancel out. We just canceled out this coming Wednesday for this starting this year, and I don't know about April yet. So, but
yeah, well, with the virus, things are tough. What's the name of what is it called? Good Cheer.
Pardon? Yes, Good Cheer Club for the Blind, and it was started back in 1911, Lynn, by
yeah.
lady
wow.
that, and she started hosting the blind for a luncheon. And it grew, and then she got so big that she couldn't host it at her house. And then she started asking different churches and organizations if they would take it one day a month, and that's what they've been. And it's been going since 1911.
Is that just in Indiana, just in your county?
Yeah. This one here, this was just started locally there in Terre Haute. But I don't know if any other Good Cheer Club around the country. It's the only one in the
I've never heard of that. No, that's a wonderful idea for some other people to start in their areas, don't you think, Gary?
Yeah, it's
oh yeah, absolutely.
We've got about 15-16 blind, and then we got drivers that'll come and pick some of the people up that don't have rides, and they'll come and pick them up
wow.
You know, bring them to the meeting.
That's good.
We have a luncheon at 12 o'clock and have a little business meeting, sing happy birthday to anybody that's got a birthday
yeah.
that month. And
like a social club.
Yeah,
like a social club.
Yeah, it is.
Very nice.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you, John. Thanks
yep,
for joining
thank you.
Us. We're going to go to break, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Oh, okay, take care. Thank you.
Bye. You too.
Okay, John.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye.
Well, Lynn, I guess we're going to go to a break.
Yeah, we're going to break. We'll come back.
We're
going
to go to a break, and don't just hang in there, and we'll be closing up the show in just a little bit. Just don't turn that dial. We'll be right on back. Catch you when we come back.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Introducing STRAP to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, STRAP is an innovative, wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. STRAP's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At STRAP Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back to the end of our show. I hope you enjoyed this evening. I think we had a pretty good show today, and I loved our interview with Pete Durante. I hope you did, too. So we're gonna end the show tonight, and hopefully everything will go all right with everybody this week. Everybody stays safe. Everybody gets out there and gets their shots. And watch out for your next-door neighbor, too. Make sure they get theirs. What else you got to say there, Lynn?
I was just going to say I'm glad that Michael was back on the air tonight, and yes, we shared a little bit about his trials and tribulations the last month. We wanted everybody to know, you know, what was going on, that Michael wasn't really on a Hawaiian island.
Yeah, thanks to Dave.
Yeah, and we appreciate
I hope Dave bought those tickets for him to get there.
Yeah, right. And we appreciate those that called in and shared their experiences. And if anybody else has some experiences similar, you know, you're welcome to write to us. And, you know, I can read them on the air. I don't have to mention your name, but it's good. It's just good to share so that people know that, you know that you're not alone. It's, you know, no different than joining an organization for the blind, because maybe you're losing your vision and you want to talk to people who are going through some of the same things. So same thing with health, right, Carrie? It's good to compare.
Yep. And like I say, with the vaccines out there now, you go get your shot just as soon as you can, and encourage your neighbors to do so too, because, you know, sometimes they'll see him haw and say, I don't know, I don't want.
Exactly.
Tell them, it's better to get a little sick than to die. You might be sick for 2 days. You know, it might not feel well, but it's better than dying.
Right.
So please, yeah, Encourage everybody to get their shots.
It's funny that you say that, Gary, because I'm a bit apprehensive about getting my second shot. But like you said, it's better to get sick for a day or so and still be alive.
Absolutely.
What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. So join us next Sunday, March 14th, and none other than Sheila Young, our co-host Sheila Young, our dear friend Sheila Young, will be joining us on the air for another fun, informative, and educational show. And we hope you enjoy tonight's show. Somebody hung up on us. Is that you, Gary?
No, you fine. That was an accident. That was me.
Chris is ready to go.
Well, thank you.
And I want to thank you, Chris. We want to thank you for tonight. We appreciate everything.
No, thank you, Gary. I couldn't do this without you.
Yep.
Well, we couldn't do it without you. All right.
Okay, Gary. It's time for us to leave.
Yep. And as Michael always says, what does Michael always say, Gary?
Michael always says, don't go away too far. We will be back next week. Don't turn that dial. We will be right back. Hang in there. Catch you later. Love you all. Be good. Be safe. Get your
shot. Good night, everybody.
Hey, he will say, hey, you, I'm talking to you. Right there. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Hey, have a good night.
You too.
Good night, Chris.
See you tomorrow, Chris.
Bye.
Bye, Gary. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.